So there's a lot of people who have been reading a lot into this. There's been, of course, a very, very, very busy and hard summer in Israel where there was a war. And in addition to that, there was a security operation in the West Bank. And after that, there were issues within the coalition after that war ended on a note that everybody thought was relatively successful for Israel. There was a series of domestic initiatives from various members of the coalition. And so a lot of people, Susan, are reading into this a lot of different things. But ultimately, the answer is the simplest answer that one can imagine, which is the coalition partners just stopped being able to work with each other. There was some bad blood that was a little bit interpersonal. It had to do a lot with the historical kinds of positions and relationships between the various coalition parties. And they just stopped being able to work together productively. So Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved the government.
What does this change mean for Israeli policy?
On the policy level, it will probably mean very, very little. The polls are telling us out of Israel that Prime Minister Netanyahu is overwhelmingly the favorite to be reelected. And in as much as he sets the government's policy at the broadest levels, there won't be much of a change. There will be changes that have to do with when we find out in March what the composition of the next government will be. There will be changes that have to do with some Israeli domestic issues. You know, social issues in Israel, just like in the United States, are increasingly important to the average voter, middle class issues of cost of living. So you'll see some changes on that. But in terms of international affairs, there's always continuity between Israeli governments. And certainly, if the polls remain consistent and Prime Minister Netanyahu is chosen to form the next government, you won't see much of a policy change.
I was going to ask you about that. This story has made the international news rounds. People are paying attention. Is there any reason why the international community should be concerned about the change in politics in Israel?
No. The change is very, very specific to the kinds of personalities that guide Israeli politics. So, for instance, there's a rising star who is likely to form his own party in the next election. He was once within Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party and now has split to form his own, what is expected to be his own party. And the composition of the governments matter. But at the top, I'm sure that everybody knows that Prime Minister Netanyahu tends to be to cut a commanding figure on the international stage, certainly, you know, via his United Nations speeches every year, which are widely covered across the United States and internationally. He sets the tone and he sets the substance for Israel's international posture, and that's unlikely to change.